This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. A new report says the COVID-19 pandemic has slowed progress in alleviating global poverty and global health progress. The annual Global Goalkeepers report from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation found that almost 37 million people have been pushed into extreme poverty since the start of the pandemic. We've been set back about 25 years and about 25 weeks, said the report, which tracks progress on the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Meanwhile, the percentage of children receiving regular vaccinations for diseases such as measles and diphtheria has fallen from a record high of more than 80% last year to 70% in 2020, levels the report says have not been seen since the 1990s. Bill Gates acknowledged the setback was caused by COVID-19 during an interview with the New York Times, but he expressed optimism that the world will recover the lost ground in 2 or 3 years as the pipelines of money from tourism, remittances from relatives working abroad, and World Bank loans begin flowing again, and as soon as the whole world is vaccinated, which he predicted would occur by 2022. Meanwhile, as the number of total COVID-19 cases steadily approaches the 30 million mark, including more than 928,000 deaths, several nations experiencing a new surge in COVID-19 outbreaks are reimposing strict lockdowns on their citizens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced Sunday that a 3-week nationwide lockdown will take effect on Friday, the eve of the Jewish New Year. Millions of children in Pakistan returned to learning in schools and universities Tuesday after a 6-month-long closure due to the pandemic. It was the largest return to school in the world, and it came as daily infections and deaths from the outbreak in the country have steadily declined. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch has accused Belarusian security forces of detaining thousands of people and torturing hundreds of others in the days after the disputed August 9th election that gave authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko a 6th term in office. A brutal government crackdown shortly after the election resulted in the detention of nearly 7,000 people. At least 3 people have been killed in the protests, and hundreds of others have been hurt by police aggressively dispersing peaceful demonstrators with rubber bullets, clubs, and stun grenades. Lukashenko has alleged foreign powers are behind the protests. He denies the vote was rigged. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo cautioned on Tuesday that ongoing peace negotiations over the future of Afghanistan will be a difficult process, but will help reduce the cost of war and risk to America. Pompeo spoke in Washington as the Taliban and representatives of the Afghan government continued their meetings in Doha, Qatar, for a 4th day to finalize an agenda for substantive peace negotiations to end decades of Afghan conflict. Pompeo told a virtual event hosted by the Atlantic Council, "We are now delivering a set of outcomes that will reduce the costs in blood from our American servicemen and women, in treasure from the American taxpayer, and risk to the USA." The U.S. brokered talks, or intra-Afghan negotiations, kicked off Saturday in the Qatari capital, where the 2 negotiating teams have been tasked to agree on a permanent ceasefire and a power-sharing deal to govern Afghanistan after the withdrawal of all U.S. and allied troops. Venezuela is charging a recently arrested U.S. citizen with terrorism and weapons trafficking. Chief Prosecutor Tarek Saab said Matthew John Heath, who was arrested in Venezuela last week, was plotting attacks against Venezuela's oil industry and electricity system. Saab said Heath was traveling in a vehicle and carrying a so-called coin, allegedly linking him to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. Saab provided no details. He also said 3 Venezuelan citizens detained with Heath, including 1 member of the military, are charged with treason in connection to the alleged plot. The U.S. State Department had no immediate comment after the charges were announced. And authorities in Panama are investigating a mass grave in the vicinity of another burial site found in January, where investigators believe a religious sect laid to rest victims of violent exorcisms. Forensic experts say they're still trying to determine how many remains are located at the newly found site several hundred kilometers north of the capital, Panama City. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.